This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. February usually has 28 days. This month is a little longer than usual since it's a leap year. And this Saturday is an extra day to find something fun to do with your free time. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here to guide us towards some events and activities. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. I'm glad you mentioned that Saturday is leap day. Since it only comes every 4 years, you've got to take advantage of it. So, ladies, this is your chance.
Our chance for?
Well, you may have seen some examples of women proposing marriage to men on social media, but tradition usually dictates that the man do the asking. Leap day is the day that ladies can have at it, and they can ask. Now, if that's still too intimidating for you, you can always just invite your intended to a weekend event and see what transpires from there.
I forgot about that old custom. What do you have in mind?
Well, what about the Philadelphia Flower Show? It's casual, but there are plenty of flowers around if you want to create a romantic atmosphere. This year's theme is Riviera Holidays, so you can even preview ideas for that honeymoon. It starts on Saturday, and it's at the Pennsylvania Convention Center through March 8th.
We can blame you, Tanya, if there's an uptick in flower show proposals this year. What other options do we have on leap day if we just want to have fun and not commit for life?
What about a romantic concert?
Okay, no pressure there, just a nice night out.
Exactly. R&B singers Monica, Joe, and Little Mo are at the Santander Arena in Reading on Saturday night. Outside in the rain. The show gets started at 8 p.m., and these singers are known for their power ballads, so make sure you do take someone whose company you enjoy. I've got another Leap Day concert to tell you about, and it's for a great cause.
Which one?
It's the 9th annual Shine a Light benefit concert at the Queen in Wilmington. This concert benefits education in Delaware, something I'm sure that you can appreciate. The Light of the Queen Foundation supports music and arts education, and this year's concert pays tribute to the 80s. 40 bands will be playing 80s songs, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, it's going to be a chilly weekend. Still, it's nice to get out. What's going on outside?
It's going to be cold outside, but that shouldn't stop you from enjoying yourself. Kennett Square is hosting their annual Winterfest on Saturday. Food trucks, craft beers, and live music. And from the pictures I've seen in previous years, you're welcome to wear your fleece onesies in those lower temperatures. I think I'm going to enjoy any event where I can wear a fleece onesie.
I'm trying to imagine a crowd of adults in onesies. A very peculiar sight, yeah.
I always say the Delaware Valley has something for everyone.
All right, Tanya, I know what that means. Already?
That's right. In Gloucester City, New Jersey, they are officially kicking off St. Patrick's Day season with their 6th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. It's on Sunday at 1 p.m., and we'll let you know exactly where it begins on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. And we'll have info on some other great events, including all you need to know about the Philly Beer Fest on Saturday and just where you can find the Robert Cray Band this weekend.
Thank you, Tanya. As always, you found some great weekend options for us. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
You too.
Oh, and you know what? Once every 4 years, people born on February 29th actually get to celebrate their birthday. Happy birthday, leap people.
Or they have the option not to celebrate their birthday so they can always be younger.